You're listening to SBS News.
Ice-related psychotic reactions can be terrifying.
The use of methamphetamines, or ice, has been on the rise in Australian cities and towns for many years now. And despite graphic ad campaigns like this one from the Australian government, consumption of the illicit drug shows no signs of slowing down. That's the standout finding of this year's report from the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission's Wastewater Drug Monitoring Program, which analyses samples from 58 sites around the country to see just what drugs Australians are excreting. It found in the past 3 years, average consumption of nicotine, methamphetamine and cocaine in the country has increased, while alcohol, oxycodone and fentanyl use has decreased. Consumption of MDMA, commonly known as ecstasy, has dropped in capital cities, but is on the rise in regional centres. Consumption of most drugs was higher per capita in the regions. The CEO of the National Rural Health Alliance, Gabrielle O'Kane, says illicit drug use, in particular methamphetamines, is an ongoing issue in the regions.
A lot of the concern, I guess, is around people's behaviour when they are on those drugs, but it's the fact that they're so addictive, the effects that it has on families and the effects that it has on communities more generally.
She says curbing drug use is a big challenge for regional areas as there are fewer services available and residents are spread over larger areas.
Transport is a major issue for people in rural areas because if you don't have a car, there's often not affordable public transport for those people, so they're not always seeking the help. So to be able to go out to people makes a huge difference in terms of their recovery.
Ms. O'Kane also says more preventative services like community-based programs are needed before people get addicted.
Really what our communities are needing to do and wanting to do is actually find ways of preventing young people wanting to use those drugs, and then the ones that are using them, they're wanting to actually try and get help for those people too.
The report has found drug use is rampant in the capital cities too. New South Wales had the highest city and regional consumption of cocaine. Victorians are the highest overall consumers of heroin, and Queensland recorded the country's largest spike in MDMA consumption. In South Australia and Western Australia, it's methamphetamine use that's the most common. Dr. Matthew Fry is a clinical director at Turning Point, a national addiction treatment centre. He sees multiple patients every day and says alcohol and methamphetamine seem to be the most common, but other historically popular illicit drugs are still being used.
The majority of people that present for treatment are presenting for alcohol, but methamphetamine is up there. It's probably neck and neck with heroin and other opioids as the second most frequent presentation for treatment.
He says while methamphetamines do pose a particular challenge, he wants to remind people alcohol is still the most urgent.
We're getting a lot of people with methamphetamine use disorder, there's no doubt about that, and it's increased in the last few years. But, you know, we need to keep in proportion that the number one drug of misuse in Australia is still alcohol.
Other experts are echoing Dr. Fry's sentiments, urging caution when analysing the report's data. Professor Michael Farrell, the director of the National Drug and Alcohol Research Centre, says while wastewater data is useful, it only paints part of the picture.
This provides us with a picture of the size of the market in these illicit drugs, and it's an important part of the jigsaw puzzle, but we must put the different pieces together.
Professor Farrell says despite the findings, the centre is predicting that because of the focus from health professionals and the government on reducing methamphetamine use, it will slowly begin to decrease. He says cocaine may actually be the next problem drug.
The cocaine one is interesting is because we think that's probably a new trending problem. And while we don't think it's that much of a problem now, there's no guarantee that in 2 years' time we may not be looking at a much more substantial problem, because we haven't had that much cocaine around in the recent past. So that's probably one of the main things.
And despite the focus on illicit drug use, the report also noted alcohol and nicotine remain Australians' most popular drugs of choice. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.